Representative Chip Roy drags Nick Saban, Jerry West for pushing Democrat voting bill. By Christina Wong on January 21, 2022. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, during a House hearing on Thursday dragged Alabama Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban and basketball executive Jerry West for lobbying for a Democrat election reform bill. Saban, West, and three other sports leaders earlier this week wrote a letter to Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, pressuring him to support the Democrats' Freedom to Vote Act that would seek to get rid of voter identification, allow ballot harvesting, and get rid of other measures aimed to ensure election integrity. Roy, during the House Oversight and Government Reform hearing, cited the letter they sent to Manchin that claimed Republicans in dozens of states have enacted laws to restrict voting access, and questioned whether they actually read the Democrat bills. No doubt these famed election law experts spent the weekend reading the federal legislation, which they were lobbying, the congressman said sarcastically. Cause I mean, I got the 700-page bill at 11:30 last Thursday night before voting on it on Friday. I assume they read it thoroughly over the weekend. As my staff stayed up in the middle of the night doing to actually see what was in the bill. He continued. I assume, too, that they know, for example, that the bill would lead to completely outlawing or eliminating voter identification. Do they know that 4 in 5 Americans, 80%, support requiring voters to show photo identification in order to cast a ballot? Do they know that Delaware and Connecticut require ID, and more? I'm certain that they have studied intricacies of Texas law before disparaging it. I'm sure they spent time looking at that, or say studied the Georgia election law, at least a little better than studying the University of Georgia's, say, defense. Do they know that Georgia has 17 days of early voting and that President Biden's home state of Delaware only has 10 days? Are we looking at Delaware? This puts Delaware on par with Texas, which notably still has more than Maryland 8 days, Jersey 9 days, New York 9 days, and Connecticut 0 days. 0 days. And that bastion of wingnuttery Connecticut. Georgia has no excuse for absentee voting. Joe Biden's home state of Delaware requires an excuse for absentee voting. Now look, I'm fine with Delaware having that option. It's actually a reasonable debate. But does that make Delaware the target of this committee's wrath? He also called out Democrats' hypocrisy for focusing only on certain states such as Texas, versus other states. You don't hear them complaining about Delaware. You don't see the Biden administration bringing Delaware to court. You don't see the Biden/Garland Department of Justice suing Maryland. Why are they doing this? Because they have to claim voting rights were being violated to try to save themselves politically. He concluded, the purpose is to delegitimize elections ahead of the game and to unintentionally divide the country. It's spent 4 years of Russian collusion. Now they're setting up the narrative for 2022. To use race baiting to create a toxic environment of distrust to delegitimize a possible GOP majority. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.